Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's time for...
Here's the youthful Jackson 5.
Well, how come it's a Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5.
Is there anybody named Jackson around? Jackson 5!
Gets in here with another life jet.
On Jones and Keith.
We're all very excited for the Jackson 5. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Jackson is here. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. I've never had anything sponsored. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, this is very exciting. Now, I've heard you do the Jackson 5 on Greg's show a few times. How many total times do you think you did the Jackson 5?
I think maybe three or four, but it never ended well.
No. No. Hot start.
Yes.
Sometimes a good middle.
You want to burn hot, though. I get that. You want to come
in three or four. Okay, so I think I've heard it each time you've done it.
Yeah,
so
inevitably, Greg would get angry at me towards the end of it each time because I somehow made it about myself. I don't know. I guess being in radio, you don't want to be about yourself.
Then you kind of do.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, like to hear yourself talk. That's kind of part of it.
Jackson 5. Five questions for myself, Keith, Billy, Nick, everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone can chime in.
Okay. And the only prompt we gave Jackson, because we like the Jackson 5 very much, we ran this past Greg, approval from Greg, and the only direction we gave Jackson was we're like, hey, the Patriots are playing the Bucks this weekend. Let's try, if you need a theme or an idea, maybe Florida, right?
Florida.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that got things germinating for sure.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Very good. That was the only direction we gave, so let's see where
Jones
this goes.
Jones was under the impression that it was trivia.
I thought we were getting trivia.
It is not trivia.
No, this is like an exploration of our lives.
Trivia.
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Personal trivia.
Yeah, good.
It's Jones and Keith, get under the blankets with Jones and Keith and have some pillow talk trivia. Right.
Well, we don't need 15 minutes for that.
No.
We can. The bit will be done in 30 seconds, but okay.
Okay, so when thinking of Florida... Uh-huh. And obviously the Bucs would think of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest thing from Tampa, physically and literally at one point, was Bubba the Love Sponge, radio personality, right?
Yes.
He had a whole controversy where Hulk Hogan had relations with his wife, and there was a video and all that stuff.
Sure.
There's a lot of money exchanging hands after that
as well.
Lots of shady stuff.
You watch that for work purposes or no?
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, well, that's part of our job.
I don't understand how it tied into Trump at the end, but that's beyond me. So it got me thinking.
Okay.
And again... I don't want to offend anybody, but it's the game, so you're going to go with the game. If you had to, which WWE wrestler or WWF from back in the day would you pick to have relations with your wife or your spouse?
With my wife or spouse?
Yeah, you have
which to. Which wrestler is going to have?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley's my answer. I don't know. You might not know who that is. Give that a bing.
Let me do...
Give Rhea Ripley a bing.
Let me do some Googling on Rhea Ripley.
My current wife or my ex-wife? That's a good question.
Your ex-wife probably already has, if we're being honest.
That was part of the problem.
I see Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that'd be my answer.
And I didn't know if I should throw the fact that there would be a video of this or not in the question.
Oh, just, do I get the money from Gawker like Hogan did as well?
That's a possibility. There's a lot of options, but you guys can answer it however you want.
Do you have an answer, Jones?
Yeah, I'm gonna go down the Keith road here. What about is it Lana? What was her name?
Lana.
Who's that?
Okay.
The wrestler.
Lana. There's Lita. Who are you looking for?
Lana.
Lana. Who's the one? Rusev's wife.
Who's the one from Florida State?
She was with Jen Sturger.
Dana Perry. I think her name is something like that.
Something Perry.
With Rusev's wife.
Yes.
That's Lana.
Lana.
What about this one?
She's like an evil. She's like a
So you're going with Lana?
That's my pick.
I have an exact answer that I think is it would both be entertaining and funny, and you know I wouldn't be threatened.
Who's that?
Goldust.
Goldust?
Goldust?
Yes.
Who's Goldust?
That's Dustin Rhodes.
Goldust.
Dustin Reynolds.
Goldberg?
Reynolds. No, not Goldberg. You're not Goldberg.
That's not safe.
No, Goldberg, there'd be an injury there.
Yeah, unsafe.
Goldust. Yeah. He's got like a two-faced thing going
on. What about Ted DiBiase, the Million-Dollar Man, because maybe like money would fall out of his pants
or something. Cool.
You'd have some money on the floor when you get home.
I had a Ted DiBiase doll when I was a kid.
You did?
Well, I guess it's called an action figure, but yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's nice.
Gold dust. Okay.
Gold dust. Because he made really funny sounds when he was shadow boxing. Yeah. So it would be quite entertaining.
He kissed Ahmad Johnson on the mouth.
Yeah.
He did not like that.
No,
he's
not
in the script.
Goldust was a very controversial character.
He was ahead of his time in many ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have answers back there,
Bill?
I like Bailey.
Bailey.
Again, am I getting the $100 million Gawker deal out of this?
I think there's a chance.
I mean, there's always
something
a
like
chance.
That happens. I don't see why not.
Yeah, or there's Bailey. A chance that you just have to let a wrestler bang your wife and be sad for the rest of your life.
There is that.
All right.
All right.
Nick, I didn't hear you.
Well, so I'm there with my wife?
Yeah, your spouse.
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah,
your
hypothetical.
I was like, I would pick Lita almost immediately.
Yeah.
But that, I thought it was for me.
No.
No, not for you. Don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish.
So selfish.
Okay.
All right.
What else do we have?
Number two, Pitbull. We all know Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Mr. 305.
Yes.
Who is Mr. 617?
Oh, who is Mr. 617? Great question.
Greg Hill.
Greg Hill is a good option.
I could see a headline on Man Magazine saying, you know, Mr. 617 next to his head.
I mean, Mr. 617?
Portnoy?
Ooh.
He's Mr. Nantucket, kind of.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's like, yeah, he's living not
Ben
here.
Affleck.
Oh, Affleck's a good one.
Ben Affleck.
I mean, Damon's pretty good, too.
Damon and Affleck.
And then, so
Drake
I was thinking.
Drake May. Cam Schlittler is famously from downtown
Boston.
There you go,
though. He doesn't even have a 617.
No, that's a good point.
So here's where this gets fun. If it's Drake May, he's what, 781, 508?
Yeah, that would
area?
Not be. Yeah, would not so be
good point. I don't know where the man lives. This is a good point, but does he even have a 617?
Wiggy?
I should know. Are you still a 603?
Oh, yeah.
I just have you on my phone.
Yeah, I've had the same phone forever.
You're a 603.
Yeah.
I'm a 617.
Wow.
I famously didn't get a...
What's the Vermont one up there?
802, of course.
They probably only have one.
I famously didn't have a cell phone until I moved to Boston.
Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
My whole freshman year at Northeastern, I did not have a cell phone.
No, you were off the grid.
I was like blown away that everybody had a cell phone when I came to Boston.
But those
people are like, what's your number? I'm like, my room number?
Yeah.
It's like, no, your cell phone number.
Smoke signals to talk to people.
You're like, let me get back to you.
That's why I have a 617 area code on my cell phone, not 802.
Nice Boston phone.
Yeah, that's why. Yes. But it's not me.
No.
Okay, so Tom Brady. We all know he cloned his dog famously, no?
He did.
If there were one person from history that you could clone, but the caveat is that they have to spend the rest of your days with you every day.
Okay, so I'm hanging out with them?
Hanging out with them every day.
Okay, so I bring back a clone, but I'm hanging out with them. Who would it be?
Who would it be? In history, and so I was thinking that, you know, it can be a real person, and then we can get real fun with movie characters.
Okay.
Goldust.
I was going to say Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley.
These are all the same answers.
Anyone I could clone, but I have to live with them for the rest
Michael
of
B.
my
Jordan,
days.
Because it'd be like a real-life Sinners. There's two Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
Got it.
Then this way you'd really have that, and then you just hang
out
with
Michael Jordan. You do get a smoking stack.
Yeah. And Haley Steinfeld.
So I just clone the whole cast of Sinners.
All right, so one person to clone.
Yeah.
But then
they
live with you?
Yeah, they live with you. It's like, you know.
Joan Crawford.
Oh, jeez.
Huh.
Nice.
Good jokes.
Academy Award winning. What do you mean good jokes?
I think of Joan Rivers. I'm sorry. Joan Crawford?
Oh,
who's Joan Crawford?
Joan Crawford's one of the greatest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
on-screen actresses of all time.
Who's the guy you brought up the other day, the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, Lon Chaney Jr.
You wouldn't bring him back?
No, he's doing fine.
Lon Chaney Sr.
He was the werewolf.
Yeah.
He was the werewolf. Yes. Yeah, he's doing plays in the sky, but I would bring back Joan Crawford, I think.
Okay.
She had a feud with Betty Davis. They hated each other.
Yes, they did.
Then they did a film together.
Yes. For fictional characters, I'd go, obviously, Jack Bauer.
Oh, you're bringing back Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, the dude would
I didn't make it all the way to the end of 24. Did he die?
That's spoiler a good question.
Alert. I mean, but he might still be alive.
No, the last couple of hours of that day, he got, bad.
They took him out?
What about Omar from The Wire?
I didn't make it till the end. Back. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring him back.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano.
Who is that now?
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, I would love to hang out with Tony Soprano.
We don't necessarily know what happened there.
I just had to clone him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be dead.
True.
That's a good point.
That's true.
So you said Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
What about like a Marilyn Monroe?
That's not bad. If that's your cup of tea.
Do you want to hang out with her every day? I feel like she'd be a little bit exhausting.
Yeah, and bring a lot of attention your way, too.
Yeah, I don't need There'd that.
Although then, I think about Dimebag Darrell, but he would prank the hell out of you every day.
That's true. You don't want to bring back Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah, who could I bring back to play music for me? But then I got to listen to him on their guitar, just playing away. Yeah, at some point, I'm sick of
that. All of 311? Do you want all of 311?
I think they're still
with us. The whole band?
I think.
You can still clone them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Part of history.
Yeah, so then they can live their lives somewhere else, but then you have your own
this
personal
is a good point.
311.
I'm too hung up on the dead portion. That's true.
It can be a real person or a live person, and just have them at your house.
What about we make some use out of Ted Williams' head and we bring him back?
Oh, yeah. What's the update on that? With all this cloning and AI, is Ted Williams alive?
I feel like he'd be really grumpy after that, though. Like, he was grumpy as it was.
Red Sox need a hitting coach.
He's like, no one's hit 400 since me. He's like, the game hasn't evolved at all.
Maybe Ted Williams, actually.
Ted Williams. He'd be pissed.
Yeah, he wouldn't love, I think, most of what's going on these days.
He would be so mad.
No, I don't think he would. What else you got?
He would be very angry. So, Florida Man headlines. We all know Florida Man headlines.
Of course, sure.
It's half a Kiefer Madness.
Who, and I have a definitive answer, who at this station would most likely star in a Florida Man headline?
Okay. Excluding present company?
You. Well, no, because I am I would have to be
Jackson.
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Florida Man.
I've been, there's been a lot of weird stuff happening to me lately. I can definitely see myself in a headline.
Okay. Florida Man.
Who's getting caught up in a Florida Man situation? Wiggy?
Dan Ball?
Mingles?
Oh, Mingles.
Mingles. Mingles. Dan Ball just raging?
Dan Ball. Could be Dan Ball.
Maybe Terp.
Yeah.
I feel like Terp is low grade, under the radar.
Low grade?
No, not low grade. Under the radar,
Sneaky? Terp's going to die on your plate.
Sneaky, freakish, maybe?
Well, you think sneaky
Terp
freak?
Is sneaky freak? I think there's a freak flag.
All Terp. Business Terp in the streets.
Oh, a Blanche in the sheets.
I mean, he's got some hate in his heart, dude. The guy.
Hate in his heart?
Whenever Brian walks by him, he literally will be in the middle of a conversation laughing, and they go, die.
Yeah, he does not like
that. Well, there is a lot of that. There's hate in his black heart. That's true.
So Terp, sneaky freak.
Yeah.
Wow. Pure hoops, not so much.
If you're listening,
not
ladies,
so pure.
Don't let him loose on a cruise.
I mean, and I feel
that is true. We have heard stories about that.
Oh, man. I didn't realize that.
Wow.
I wouldn't have picked him.
So I was going to say
Joe Braverman.
I was going to say Wiggy eats the wrong edible, and next thing you know, he's
trying to warn us all about the edible.
He has. I heard him saying this morning he went to the wrong airport or something like that when they were in Texas, or he got lost in the airport,
Although,
something like that.
It could be Shime at a furry convention.
Oh,
furry convention,
great
Shime.
Great one.
Furry conventions go south. Next thing you know.
One thing leads to another.
Massachusetts man. Irate over furry convention. Okay. Mishap.
Pretty good. Ooh, someone on the text line says they'd clone Keith's ex-wife. That would be good.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Well, I hope you like lawyers there, pal.
Randy Dangerfield. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so my last one is, I guess it's kind of the same question. It's a little bit of another caveat. I've said that word three times.
Another person.
That's actually the word of the day.
We're glad you're here.
Is it another person having sex with our wives? What is it?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we can open that up, too. But who won the Patriots would most likely be a Florida Man headline.
Who on the Patriots would most likely be a Florida Man headline?
I mean, we all know Chandler Jones back in the day. But current day Patriots.
Yeah, I saw Diggs on the party boat. I'm not ruling that out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Diggs party boat. Maybe it's somebody Will Campbell, just because it's Louisiana man. We've seen some of those stories, which are strange. Wrestling a crocodile at a Publix. I could see him being helping people, protecting people. It'll be giant alligator shows up. Thankfully, offensive lineman Will Campbell's there to save the day. Because not all Florida Man headlines are negative. Some of them are.
Yeah, some just
they're just strange.
Yeah, you're just wrong place,
just,
wrong time. Wrong
strange.
Place, wrong time.
100%.
That's all.
Barmore.
Sure.
Barmore is wrong place, wrong time, right?
Barmore might
be the guy.
Might be one.
Maybe Barmore.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer.
It's not a bad answer. We maybe should ask the milkman today.
Tomorrow.
Hey, Milkman. Sorry, tomorrow. Yeah. Milkman. Maybe it feels like a Friday right now. Hey, Milkman.
Who would show up on a Florida Man headline with Milkman?
I do that. I have Florida Energy. I mean, Florida. Friday Energy.
I like it. Well, there, Jackson 5. Five tremendous questions from Jackson. What'd you say again? Getting under the sheets a little bit with Jones and Keefe?
I don't know. I just talk and don't think sometimes.
Get under the sheets with Jones and Keefe.
It's the longest I've been it's the longest I've been under the sheets. So Jackson 5. Jackson, good stuff. We appreciate it. We'll do this again sometime in the near future. Let's get to the Celtics. Their win last night. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.